This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome back. That's right. This is the Invent America Show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. Hey, I got a couple announcements to make. WJNT 1180 AM down in the Pearl Jackson, Mississippi area. I want to offer a serious apology to Program Director Bill Wilson down there. They are a new affiliate of our show, and I had mistakenly, erroneously announced that this was down in the, you know, the Vicksburg, Mississippi area. And it actually, they do catch it in Vicksburg, but it's a big, powerful 50,000 watt that covers the whole northern part, and it's down in the Pearl Jackson area. But you have Jackson, Madison, Ridgeland, Vicksburg, that all catches the single. So, hey, I want to make that correction. Hey, 50,000 watts, a big station, Rita, and we don't want to get them mad at us, you know, but
That's for sure. I apologize.
But I do have a programming note also, is that next week we're going to be taking a little vacation. We do it pretty much every year. We're going to be running the Best of Home Talk USA, and we're going to also pick out some Invent America episodes next week. So, Rita, we're going to take a little vacation next week. What do you think for Labor Day?
I think I can handle it.
Okay, tell us about the show. What's going on and what do you want to talk about?
Well, today we're talking about what a buyer or a licensee wants to know to evaluate a product. You know, ideas are like belly buttons. Everybody's got one. But you got to get past that wow moment of having an idea and how do you sell it? What do they want to know? And so what we're going to talk today about is, you know, the message. Everybody's busy. And I think inventors think, oh, you know, they need to tell their whole life story to someone that they want to resell their product. Nope, they don't. It doesn't go on the packaging that, you know, it doesn't go on the packaging that you're male or female. It doesn't go on the packaging that you're in high school or retired. You know, they want to know, what problem did you solve? How did you solve it? Did you use a registered patent attorney? And can we make it at a price that the consumer will pay for it? You know, the first interview with most inventors for licensing is about 15 seconds. If you answer all the questions right, you might get one now that goes into a couple of minutes. But you need to be able to respect people's time.
Wow, you said it right there. And you know, when we started the show, Rita, you didn't realize how complex all these moving parts are. I mean, it's not just inventing a product of technology and say, hey, I'm just going to produce it and get it to market. But it's a whole different perspective of how you get it to market. Not just you got the legal end, you got the insurance end, you have the product end. You know, it's a lot of moving parts here, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, there are so many moving parts. And what inventors don't realize, you know, when they say, well, I can't afford, you know, the patent attorney. Well, in the scope of things, that is probably the least expensive of all of the steps, and they don't realize it. So when, you know, there is an option of using a pro bono attorney. However, you know, you're still going to get to that next step where it's going to cost you to pay for it. And what a lot of inventors don't realize is that, you know, if you put in the patenting, the designing of the product, and the manufacturing of the product, you have all of those expenses on one side of the line, and marketing and selling is on the other side, and it can be more than all of the others combined. So, you know, when you're talking, and again, I've got to reiterate, it's like you've got to respect the listener's time, because they've got a million of you asking, you know, them to evaluate the product. So you're down and dirty, and if they like what they hear in that first few seconds, then they will ask you what else they want to know. They don't need your life story. The last thing they want to see is a business plan. I get inventors say, well, I've done my business plan. It's like, based on what? You're guessing. So, you know, deep breath, don't send me a business plan. And, you know, buyers of products don't want to see a business plan. A licensee doesn't want to see a business plan. What they want to know is, what problem did you solve and how did you solve it? And can it be made at a price the consumer will pay for it? Pretty straightforward. So what does an inventor have to do for their homework? You know, when I get somebody that says, oh, I've got this new idea, it's like, if, you know, what does your baseline buyer look like? You know, where do you plan to, you know, where is it going to retail? And so a lot of the questions I ask when I'm evaluating our product are the same thing that a buyer and a licensee ask.
Wow.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it is. So, now, tell us a little bit about the guests you got coming up now.
Okay. So we've got, our first guest is Jocelyn Blythe. She lives in Nebraska, and she's talking about a product they are just getting ready to pull the trigger on manufacturing. So they've been to the National Hardware Show a couple of years ago. They got really good feedback on their product. Our next guest is Janet DeMaria, and she's actually in the marketplace. She just got her product picked up by Walmart, their online store, which that's a big step for an independent inventor to get picked up. So we're going to have her tell us, you know, what did she have to say to them to get their attention. And then our third guest, our industry expert, is a new one for us. His name is Kevin Cody. He is the founder of Fly Products. They are a company that they make products, a variety of products. So he's the perfect one because they do license in those specific categories, different products. So he would be the one evaluating, you know, what an inventor brings to him. So he's a wonderful a new addition to our industry expert family, and I'm going to enjoy having him on. I had a long conversation with him last week about what he does, and we are actually sending a couple of our products that I'm the licensing agent for to him. We had Russell Kramer on the show a couple of different times, and so the products that he's done on those PPE products fit right into Fly Products categories.
Wow. But we got a big lineup here, don't we?
We do. You know, we've been talking to Kevin about even coming on as you know, one of our sponsors, just because he's such a critical role in helping inventors get lined up to, you know, to get into market, but then also being one of those licensees that we're frequently looking for. He can give critical information to our inventors on what people are asking. You know, what does another service provider want to know about those products? So we're real excited to have Kevin join us.
All right, so take a short break right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting family. I am the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. I'm the Cajun Man. I'll be right back. Yay!
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget, we do stream live at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Rita, I tell you, we got a great jam-packed hour, so let's get started. Who's our first guest?
Our first guest today is Jocelyn Blythe. She's a ballet teacher. Well, now I know why she is so beautiful. She is a ballet teacher in central Nebraska, lives on some acreage with her husband, I have also met Lance, and her three children. She developed the Great as an innovative solution to addressing inconvenient bars of soap, as a counter then as well to the wastefulness of liquid soap. So, Jocelyn, thank you so much for being on with us. I met you guys a few years ago. You joined us at the National Hardware Show 2 years ago, and now you're kind of getting ready for that next step because you're looking at, you know, getting an order in from manufacturing. So tell our listeners about the Great, and then we'll ask you a couple more questions.
Okay. So Great is a countertop device that uses a grater and any bar of soap, really, and it dispenses flakes into the user's palm to wash your hands with instead of like a liquid bottle or a foaming soap bottle. So it's a metal device. And the bar of soap stays dry.
Yeah. It seems so practical. It really does. I mean, it's an answer to the wet, grimy, yucky thing that gets, you know, sits beside your sink faucet.
Yes.
And, you know, it makes perfect sense because now you use the entire bar of soap.
Yes, exactly. And you can just keep filling it up on top of one another soap.
Amazing, amazing. So we are excited to have you guys with us again. And but, you know, the easy part is the idea. So how have you learned now over the last couple of years the pitch? How do you get someone's attention?
So my husband is actually a really good salesman, and I really rely on him for that part of it. He says that he starts with a question to make the person consider what he's saying, and then we try to be relatable, give relevant information, and end with why it's needed.
All right. So what is the question you would ask? Give me a couple of examples. When you're at the hardware show, and I've seen Lance operate, he is very, very slick. He is very, very good and focused. So what has he taught you as far as, you know, what is a question you would ask of someone?
I would start with, have you ever watched kids wash their hands? And then I would say, we have three kids and we're not impressed. They often rinse away the soap right away without scrubbing at all or lathering anything. I don't eliminate any bacteria.
Yeah.
Can help with that. This product can help with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, when you're looking at being able to get someone's attention, you know, in your thing, first, you know, you've got to kind of assess what they are. When we go to the National Hardware Show, I always tell my inventors, it's like, ask the person you're looking at eye to eye what brings them to the show. So in your instance, it's like, have you ever watched anybody use a bar of soap? Have you yourself ever reached for it and go, ew, that's all yucky?
Mm-hmm.
And so
I have. That's why I created it.
Oh, no, me too. That's why I won't have one sitting there anymore. So yeah, I understand. I know a great place where you need to sell this. There is a little shop in Logan, Utah. Oh goodness gracious. I'm going to have to think about the name. I'll think about it about 2:30 in the morning. I'll give you a call. But I do buy products there, but they sell little specialty bars of soap.
Oh yes. Yes. Yes.
And when you could use all of it now, and some of them, sometimes they are, you know, have a little bit of a medical use to them. So you don't want to waste it. You don't want it all dissolving on the, you know, the countertop.
Uh-huh.
So yes, I will put you in touch with them once you've got your inventory. So what is your next step? Tell everybody kind of where you are and what your next step is.
So I'm working on the manufacturing process, and I'm at the stage where I have most of it done, but I'm just waiting for a source of a specific type of metal for the spring part so it doesn't wear out easily, so it can be like an heirloom product. But once we find the source for that metal, it'll be fully manufacturable and ready to sell.
All right. All right. And so have you started looking then at, I mean, one of the things that Michael and I talked about in the first segment was when you're first talking to someone they want to know and you've already identified that, what problem did you solve? How did you solve it? So the problem is the dissolving yucky sticky soap is now turning itself into a powder and it's easily accessible. And, you know, if you're looking at licensing, then they want to know, did you use a registered patent attorney? Yes, you did. Yes, I did. They want to know, can we make it at a price the consumer will pay for it?
That's what I'm working on. Yes, I think so.
Right. So what is the price point that you think your product should be?
I think $30 is what we're shooting for. $30.
Okay. All right. And when you think about how much soap you're going to save, you'll make that up in a matter of a few months, especially if you have children using bars of soap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God, how much people spend on liquid soap. It's crazy. So
I know, and the bottles go right in the trash.
I know, right? That's another issue. And I've got four grandsons, so, yeah, we've seen that go, you know, all over the place. And it's amazing how many places they can squirt that soap besides in their hands. And it's just washed right down the sink. So sometimes I think it's a game, that they're playing. But, you know, when we look at, can you make it at a price the consumer will pay for it? Then what we look at is, you know, at this price, you know, then if you're looking at $30, all right, your price point then is that multiple of five. So it's a pretty strict formula that you have to work by. So that's one of the things that we try to help, you know, our inventors work through is, you know, those price points and the manufacturing part of, you know, getting it down there. But you are working with a really good guy, Eckhart Zimmerman in Colorado.
Yes.
If there anybody can figure out a problem and solve it, he can. So anyway,
for sure.
We hear the music playing. We are going to go and pay some bills. Thank you so much to our Genesis Communication Network. Thank you to Jocelyn. We will get you on some video and get all of your contact information posted as well. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Stay with us because we have got another inventor coming along.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
USA News Update. Gas prices are remaining above $4 in some parts of the country this Labor Day weekend. AAA says the national average sits at $3.81 a gallon, but prices across the West Coast are significantly higher. Folks in Los Angeles paying $5.25 a gallon. Fall may be right around the corner, but millions of Americans are still feeling the summer heat.
Forecasters say there will be a heat wave in parts of the north central plains and upper Midwest that will last through the Labor Day weekend. Areas of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Indiana, Iowa, and Illinois could see their all-time hottest September records. I'm Dave Collins.
President Biden is in Florida touring the area that was impacted by Hurricane Idalia this week. Tim Berg, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rita Crompton, also known as the Inventor Lady. If you are an inventor, please join us. Fill out the form to be on the show. You can go to my website, inventamerica.info, and all of the links are right there. If you need a service provider like a registered patent attorney, call me. Join us at our Inventor Roundtable meetings. Ask your questions. It's kind of the call-in version of the show. And we are looking for inventors right now to go with us to the National Hardware Show. So, everybody, if you're out there, we've got something for every inventor in America. And we do want to thank our sponsors now. Kicker Design helps you with your manufacturer's prototypes and manufacturing. And Scott Parsi at CAD Design will help you with those early stages. Our guest in this segment is our friend Janet DeMaria. All right, inventor of Skadoozy, which I think is just the cutest name. And Janet, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome. No problem.
So you came up with this idea after your husband had passed away and you needed, you know, something to do, and you started babysitting. And one of the things you realized is that things hadn't really improved very much in the onesie market. So you set out to make the changes and came up with Skadoozy a few years ago. Tell us, tell our listeners, what is it?
Well, in a nutshell, I simplified the onesie with no snaps, zippers, or buttons. I redesigned the whole process, simplifying it. Like, why do you have to go over a baby's head? Babies don't like that. So my process, well, and dads would always complain, oh, I don't want to go over the baby's head. I'll hurt the baby. Well, now they have no more excuses, okay?
Good for you.
Dad, grandma, siblings can help out because that's how easy the process is. So basically it goes on like a blouse. So you just lay the baby on the product, you know, slip the garment over their arm so you're not contorting their arms to get in the armholes on a regular onesie. And it adjusts at the chest with a baby soft Velcro, so it doesn't have to be perfect. You can just slap it on. And then the flap on the bottom comes up just like a diaper and adjusts at the size with the same Velcro. And then in the back, I have a little peek-a-poo slot. so you can see if the diaper needs changing without having to kind of do the smell test.
Yes, we all know that.
Yeah.
So you sell your product on your website, skadoozy.com, and we will make sure that that website gets posted on our site for you so people can find you very easily. But you were just recently added to the Walmart lineup. That is a major win. How did you get their attention?
Well, I belong to the Ventures Association of America, and they were having a webinar on the Walmart marketplace. So I joined the webinar, and then there was an application to apply, and I did. And the next thing I know, I get a call from someone wanting to verify, you know, my business, all the information. And she goes, I'm really impressed with your product. That is a very cool design. It was that simple. I couldn't believe it myself. But the thing is, you know, it's been a hard journey to get to that point. You know, I'm trademarked, I'm patented, and, you know, on all the social media sites. But it's kind of hard getting name recognition because nobody knows about Skadoozy, but everybody knows about Onesie. You know, so
right.
I'm trying to get into that market. And, of course, you know, there's onesies everywhere. So I'm a little bit of an anomaly, but I'm working my way in.
Right, right. I know, I mean, I always tell people, it's like, what would you Google to find you? Make sure you use in those words when you figure them out. So when you make up a brand new word, it's much harder because people don't know how to spell Skadoozy or even to look for it.
Correct, correct. And, you know, basically, well, I legally have to say bodysuit. I can't say onesie.
No, you can't.
Because it's trademarked. But
right.
Everybody else can. You know, you can write about a onesie. You can say onesie all day. But if you're marketing a competitor brand like mine that has a patent, patent designs only last 15 years. So that's why everybody makes onesies, you know. Their patent has gone long ago.
Right, but their trademark lasts a lot longer.
It does. I'm trademarked,
yes.
Too. So.
Yes, yes. Well, and it's, you know, and people don't always realize that onesie has got a trademark on it. You know, there's so many other words that were created, and people don't realize that, so we need to pay attention. Getting a cease and desist letter is no fun, it does happen. So what is your pitch, Janet? I mean, that's what we're talking about today. When you're talking to, you know, a potential buyer for a store, what is your 15-second line that you use to get their attention?
Well, it's an innovative product. It's new. It's made in the USA. It's organic. It's safe for baby skin. There's no chemicals. I also have preemies for babies in the NICU, which allow them to be clothed and still have lead line access. So there's a lot of possibilities. Basically saving time and getting dads and grandmas involved. Because a lot of them have arthritic symptoms and they can't do the snaps. And so this just makes the process and changing diaper easier so you can get on with your business.
Well, and you know, my grandsons aren't that old that I do not remember how difficult those snaps can be. And, you know, yes, Grandpa never wanted to do it because he had to put it over his head. So, you know, all of those selling points that you've got are really important ones. And I want to, you know, wish you the best of luck. I feel proud of you, and I've never even met you before, because you've really accomplished a lot. So thank you so much for being on today. Janet, we will get you on for video, get your product posted so everybody out there can find you. And now we need to go pay some bills. Thank you, Janet.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us today. And we are here to help all of the inventors in America. Our motto is don't spend a dime before it's time, and our job is to help you learn the process and get through it without wasting any money. So today our next guest is Kevin Cody. He is the founder of Fly Products. Kevin, we're going to have you tell us what it is you do and what your specialty is, but thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Rita. I appreciate it. Our company is FLI Products. We're a small company, and essentially, we just really come alongside other small companies that need help in product development, packaging, marketing, distribution of products. And while we offer different levels of service, our primary model is really being an exclusive distributor to DIY, home center, home good channels. both e-com and brick and mortar for those companies. And oftentimes, you know, small companies have a narrow assortment of products, maybe 2, 3, 4 SKUs, and it's really hard to get a buyer's attention at different retailers with that number of SKUs when you don't have a quote-unquote planogram. So in many cases, we already do business with several retailers and have vendor numbers, and we can help navigate, you know, the merchandising departments, logistics, and back-end requirements to help get products placed on shelves. And
all right.
From past experience, we have recommended, you know, product assortments and packaging and a variety of different channels for a lot of different customers.
Excellent. All right. So with that said, when someone approaches you with a product, what is it that you want to know in that first conversation?
Absolutely. You know, delving into the personalities of the company, the founder, and the product are all really important to us so that we understand the direction that they have and the vision that they have for the future. And so we typically will sit down and ask a bank of about 10 different questions. Several of them are sort of interrelated, but, you know, our intention is getting to know the person, getting to know the product, and getting to know what their vision is. So, you know, one of the first questions I'll always ask is, how did you discover the need for the product? And that's just getting to an understanding of who their customer is, what they want to do with the product, you know, the solution that it provides for different types of customers. And I want to understand their motivation for developing the product and really hear their story, because that's such a key part of being able to communicate how are you going to market the product. And then who's it for? You know, I want to understand the perception of who they want to have buy the product and why they want to do it, and where it's going to fit into a typical solution, set of solutions for different customers. And then, yeah, where do you envision it being sold? Some inventors just want to stay small scale. Others want to have an upscale product, and then others want to have as much volume as they possibly can. And our real goal is to match up the customer with the inventor's capacity and wherever they're having the product made, whether it's in the U.S. or abroad, and understand their vision and scope for the product placement. And then
sure.
What would be the projected retail?
A lot of the inventors, so you're helping them move their product.
Yes.
So they're doing the manufacturing, and a lot of inventors want to be able to license, you know, so that you would do the manufacturing and move their product and send them a royalty check. And yep. Inventors kind of fall on either side of that, and I would imagine the sooner they're able to tell you what they're looking for, the better your answers are going to be to help direct them.
Yeah, absolutely. Knowing where they are in the process is really critical, and so that's going to be one of the questions that I would be asking up front too. Do you already have your packaging conceived? Do you already have your production in line? Do you already have all of those other things that are required?
Right. I get so many, you know, inventors that, you know, they really don't understand. They'll bring me a business plan. It's like, I don't need to see a business plan. I need you to answer these questions for me. And I noticed mm-hmm. when you sent the questions, that was kind of where you were at. It was, you know, the same types of questions, but it's not a traditional business plan. It's very specific information we're looking for.
Right.
I want to thank you, Kevin, for being on. We're going to do some video with you later on so that you can. People love to see who's talking to them. So we're going
to
match that up with the radio show.
I love to do that.
And yes. I can't wait to see you. And I'm going to come over and have lunch with you one of these days because we don't live that far away from each other.
That'll be great.
Thanks so much.
I look forward to it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, and all those inventors out there, stick with us. We will be right back after we go and pay some bills.
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water-soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. And as Michael said earlier, we are going to take a break next Monday for Labor Day and have a little bit of a day off for everybody. So we will play the best of, and we have had some wonderful shows out there. I've had more inventors say, oh, I went and I looked through the list for the topic I need at the moment. So all of our shows are posted. You can see our guests and their backgrounds. You will learn so much. So if you're an inventor out there or you know someone who is, We've got a wealth of resources for you free of charge. Don't spend a dime before it's time. Time will come, all right? And we are there to help guide you and give you the information. If you're just starting, join us for the Inventor Roundtable meetings. If you're a little bit further down the path and you are ready to show off, join us at the National Hardware Show. Let me know, Rita@InventorLady.com. And if you need an attorney, you call me because I've got some good ones. I will talk to all of you the week after Labor Day. Have a wonderful holiday, everyone. Talk to you soon.
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparrow. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyphic Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HometalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.